All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 422 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by composer Manuel de Falla. Interlude and dance from La Vida Breve, The Short Life, so it certainly seems. We listen to the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conductor Jesus Lopez Cobos, to get things started in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got the Stockholm Sinfonietta joining us a little bit later. We'll hear a Swedish serenade for strings, music by composer Dag Wirén. Still to come, that and much more on the way on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com. We'll spend most of our time next on KPR with the Juilliard Strings. For music, chamber music by Johannes Brahms. He wrote this in 1890. It was a late work and music that Brahms had intended to be his final piece of music, his string quintet, number 2, in G major. He wanted this to be his final musical statement. His retirement turned out to be a promise he wouldn't be able to keep, writing a number of piano pieces and clarinet sonatas a bit later on. But nevertheless, we'll take in string quintet number 2, the Juilliard String Quartet and a viola played by Walter Trempler on Kansas Public Radio. Music from Johannes Brahms, composed in 1890, music that Brahms had thought would be his final music, although that would not be the case. String Quintet No. 2 in G, performed by the Juilliard String Quartet, along with violist Walter Trempler, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:44 now, and NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at maselli's.com. And the Leeds Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1, with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet on Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. We have a little time left in this 1 p.m. hour, and we'll use it to bring you the Stockholm Sinfonietta, conductor Asa Pekka Salonen, along with some more music for strings. We have something for you next from 20th century Swedish composer Dag Wirén, his serenade for string orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for String Orchestra, music from Swedish composer Dag Wirén, performed by the Stockholm Sinfonietta, conducted by Asa Pekka Salonen, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Following that, another hour of the classics, an hour that'll bring us Beethoven, Haydn, and Johann Sebastian Bach. From him, we've got the Second Violin Concerto, that and much more still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us today on Kansas Public Radio. Warming up to about 70 here on the KU campus. Sky's sunny. This evening, we should have partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-40s. Another sunny day for us tomorrow, with a high around 77. You're listening to KPR.
KPR, and join us Friday night at 7 for Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Here's the news.
Down 651 points or 1.3% PR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The solemn sounding tune from Gabriel Fauré, Après un rêve, or After a Dream. Cellist Jules Eskin and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Seiji Ozawa, there on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for a Wednesday afternoon in store for you. A little later on, we'll be paid a visit by pianist John O'Connor with a Beethoven piano sonata, the New York Philharmonic with a Haydn symphony, Symphony No. 88, from Franz Joseph in just a little while here on KPR. Continuing on with the Ensemble Musici and violinist Federico Agostino, they'll be together for Violin Concerto No. 2 in E Major, Music by Bach, next on KPR. Violin Concerto No. 2 in E Major, Music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the Italian Ensemble Musici and violinist Federico Agostino, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:26 now. Still to come is the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with us in the second half of the hour for Symphony No. 88, a late symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. And the Folly Theater presenting Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100, on Sunday, March 29th, commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at follytheater.org. On the KU campus, it's 71 degrees, sunny skies. Warming up to about 74 today. For this evening, mostly clear, low in the mid-40s. And it looks like it's going to be nice for a couple of days going forward. Tomorrow's sunny, a high of 77, and in the mid-80s by Friday. We're paid a visit next by pianist John O'Connor with the 19th Piano Sonata of Beethoven, next on KPR. And there you have pianist John O'Connor and music by Beethoven, the 19th Piano Sonata in G minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:36 now, and 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening from 7 to 9, a bit more classical music for you. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Virtual Cinema Go-Go is going to be back on Friday night with a gruesome double feature. The films this time are Hand of Death, as well as The Mummy's Hand. It's a free evening, but you'll need access credentials. You can get those for free over at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges to the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Joining us next, conductor Leonard Bernstein, and a symphony for you next by Franz Joseph Haydn, one of his later symphonies, written in 1787, his 88th in G major. This was the final symphony that he wrote for the orchestra of his great patron, the Prince Nicholas Esterházy of Hungary. Symphony number 88 in G next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony number 88 in G major, composed by Franz Joseph Haydn in 1787. We listen today to the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time now for NPR News. Later on tonight from 7 to 9, catch more classical music here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson. As always, thanks for joining me for classical music throughout the afternoon, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KENU and KENU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows of 46 degrees. Sunny again tomorrow with a high of 77. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects in the North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Less Fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan. It's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. That will be followed up by a report on the former Syrian prison chief who has been convicted in a landmark torture trial in Los Angeles. And then we will learn how a dispute over a hamburger stand's mural in Salina could end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The main issue is when a city tries to distinguish a sign from a mural or art, then they have to look at the content of the message. So and that's trouble.
So it's a Kansas mural posing a really serious question. Is it art or is it advertising? The story coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Join us Friday night for yet another Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go. Another pair of awesome, goofy movies. Monster movies this time around. It's a free online screening of the classic The Mummy's Hand. And then Hand of Death, the one from 1962. Hands down, one of our best double features since the last time we did one. Admission is free, but you're going to need access codes. Got to register for your ticket. You can do that at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night for Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go. 76 degrees in Manhattan, 69 in Chanute. It is 3:20.
Agency to get a little less attention.
My goal in 6 months is that we're not in the lead story every single day.
How might Mark Wayne Mullen lead immigration efforts? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, Matthew Algio. Getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, NKU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. Warmer temperatures than we've had in a few days. 72 degrees currently here in Lawrence. It's 80 in Abilene. The time is 3:30.
Requirement that the ships be U.S. owned and crewed. But experts say that the temporary rollback will likely do little to lower gas prices. Because oil prices are set independently of transportation costs, waiving the Jones Act would simply allow for a...
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says he understands concerns about a voting bill that critics say would make it harder for some women to vote. The Save America Act would require people to provide proof of U.S. citizenship, such as a passport or a combination of a birth certificate and an ID, to register to vote. Currently, Kansans can register using their state ID without other identifying documents. Critics of the requirements say name changes after marriage or divorce could cause women's documents to have different last names. That could delay or prevent them from registering to vote if officials cannot verify their identity. Marshall supports the bill, but says he would consider amendments.
And I agree that that's a hassle factor, and I think that's something I'm willing to have a discussion about.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate have promised to block the bill. The Chiefs' move to Kansas will come with a governing body to oversee the new stadium and a practice center. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains a change to the bill gives the local governments a seat at the table.
The plan for an oversight board regulating the new Chiefs' stadium in Kansas City, Kansas, and team facilities in Olathe had one problem. Neither city had a seat on the board. That changed with an amendment to give both communities a voting seat on the Kansas Sports Authority Board. Wyandotte County Republican Representative Tim Johnson said the two cities deserve to vote.
They're making all of the changes. They're supporting their communities. They need to be voting members.
The Kansas Sports Authority faced opposition from some Republicans who called the state-owned stadium a bad deal, and from Democrats who called the tax revenue diverted to help pay for the project a handout for billionaires. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Topeka Goodyear plant will temporarily shut down for a week in April, according to a social media post by the plant's steelworkers union. Production will be suspended from April 5th to April 12th. WIBW-TV reports the company says the closure is part of a routine adjustment to its production schedule. Workers are being notified that they may be eligible to collect unemployment compensation during the shutdown. Lows tonight in the upper 40s, highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
Support for from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A mural depicting hamburger-like UFOs that you can see in Salina is at the center of a dispute that could end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. At issue is whether the mural is a work of art protected by the First Amendment or whether it's an advertisement subject to the city's sign code. KPR's Matthew Algio reports that the outcome of the case could affect cities and towns all across the nation.
So far, the city of Salina has spent more than $700 in court, and if the high court rules against the city, Salina, as well as thousands of other municipalities, will need to update their sign codes. I'm Matthew Algio.
If you'd like to hear this story again, see some photos, share it with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other non-Lawrence frequencies, too, all around the state. You can listen anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, Republican Senator Rand Paul of the Commonwealth of Kentucky has some harsh words for the president's new pick to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
Explain to the American public why they should trust a man with anger issues to set the proper example for ICE and Border Patrol agents.
We'll tell you more about today's confirmation hearing for former GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
It's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4. You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR.
Is coming from, because we tell you, get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 72 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 71 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.